This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Public Schools will delay the start of school by 1 week. Officials say the decision was based on new modeling of what's happening with COVID-19. The state's largest school district now plans to start the last week of August. Students will also begin with remote learning with the possibility of returning to the classroom in September. Several Colorado districts have pushed back start dates, including Aurora and Douglas County. Colorado will help cover several months of rent and mortgage payments for residents who've been hurt by the pandemic. Workers currently making less than 80% of their area's median income are eligible. In Denver, that's $72,000 for a family of three. Residents can apply by calling 211 and asking to be connected with a local agency for rental or mortgage assistance. CDOT says it has spent more than $17 million to rebuild a collapsed section of U.S. 36 near Westminster that buckled last summer. It took 4 months to rebuild the roadway and nearly a year to finish repairs. A state investigation continues into the collapse. And the Denver Outlaws lacrosse team returns to the field tomorrow. The abbreviated season will feature six teams playing over 9 days in Annapolis, Maryland. All major league players are tested for COVID-19. The Outlaws have played in the championship game for the last 4 years, winning two titles. 92 in Denver, 72 in Vail, 91 in Puerto